Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. One thing I'm realizing more and more as the years go by is you really can't do everything on your own. It's just not possible. And I think as entrepreneurs, we have this tendency to think that we can kind of just do it all on our own if we just work hard enough, that we can take the bull by the horns and just kind of make stuff happen almost with brute force. And look, I think that's part of what makes us entrepreneurs. I mean, this is built into our DNA. There's this confidence and this kind of, you know, subtle disdain for constraint. But eventually you get to the point where you realize that you can only go so far on your own and that there is a plateau that you're going to hit if you just rely on yourself. And the only way to break through that plateau is to get help from other people. Now, I'm not saying you can't be a solo consultant or a solo professional and achieve success. This is not about staying solo or becoming a firm. But what I am saying is if you really want to make it to the next level, if you want to get to the next level of success, then you're going to need two kinds of help. You're going to need back-end help, and you're going to need front-end help. On the back end, you need people to do the stuff that either you can't do, or you don't want to do, or you're not good at, or you just don't have the time to do. Because the way that you make money is by creating value for your clients. So if you're not maximizing the time that you spend creating that value, then you're leaving money on the table. And that's where the back-end support comes in. So these are the gear turners in your business, the assistants, the marketing help, the social media help, the project management, the accounting, the finance, the operations, and so on. And you don't need to hire all these people full time. In fact, you probably shouldn't, because this kind of talent has never been easier to find. You know, there's freelance marketplaces like Upwork. There's other small firms, other professionals and freelancers like you who you can leverage, and so on. But what I am saying is that you have to build a team around you who can do the things that you should not be doing as the business owner, as the consultant, as the primary service provider. You know, case in point, when I launched Marketing Out Loud, this podcast, it was launched on Monday. And on Friday, I sent a message to my podcast team saying, you know, hey, guys, we're launching on Monday. So please have the first five episodes ready to go, drafted on the website for Monday morning so I can review, and then we'll take it live. So I woke up Monday and all five episodes were in draft on my website waiting for my review. And to me, that's just magical because I used to do all this stuff on my own, the recording, the editing, the production. I did all of it. So a couple of years ago, you know, I would have been spending all of Saturday morning, if not all of Saturday, getting this stuff ready for release. But instead, because I have a team of people who do this for me, I got to spend the weekend, you know, spending time with my family, relaxing, taking time off. It was my mom's birthday, so we took her out for dinner. And then by the time Monday morning hit, I was ready to go, refreshed and relaxed and ready to get to work. So that's the first kind of help that you need, and it's critical. That's the back end help. The second kind of help that you need is what I call front end help. And by front end, I'm not talking about the face of your business. I'm talking about the people who can help pull your business forward, the people who can help you set direction and can help you make progress towards your goals. And I'm talking here about coaches and mentors, people who have done what you want to do and are willing to help you do it too. Now, to be honest, when I first heard coaches saying stuff like this, I thought to myself, well, that's a pretty creative sales pitch if I've ever heard one, because they make it seem as though the only path to success is to hire a coach. And lo and behold, they're one of those coaches. But then I started to hear about them talking about their own coaches. And I realized that, you know, a lot of these guys, at least the good ones, and there are many charlatans out there, but at least the good ones, they do eat their own dog food. They have coaches themselves who have helped them get to where they are. So it's not the only path to success to find a coach or a mentor, but it's definitely a shorter one because you don't know what you don't know. So when you try to do everything on your own, it's kind of like you're a naive mountain climber trying to get to the top of Mount Everest without a Sherpa. Is it possible? I mean, sure, it's possible. Anything's possible. But is it a good idea? Hell no, it's not a good idea because you don't know what to expect. You don't know what route to take. You don't know how to prepare yourself for the journey. And when you do run into trouble, which you will, no one's going to be there to help you. And the way that you approach your business should be exactly the same. It's don't try to climb Everest on your own. Don't try to take your business to the next level on your own, because there are people who have been down the path before, who have done what you want to do, and you can get their help. Now, I'm not saying that you have to hire a coach. I mean, that's one option. It's certainly becoming an easier option as more and more people go into coaching. But what I am saying is that you have to find somebody who can help you. And that could be through a good old-fashioned mentoring relationship, right? Find someone who's done what you want to do and is open to becoming a mentor, even if it's not as a formal coach or in any kind of paid relationship. And just, you know, meet them for lunch once a month and talk about your business, talk about your goals, talk about the progress that you're making. And I can guarantee you that alone will make a world of a difference. So that's the bottom line today is I want you to think about getting the help that you need. And there are two kinds of help. There's back-end help, the help that you need to turn the gears of your business so you can focus on creating value for your clients. But then there's also front-end help. That's the help that you need to steer your business in the right direction so you'll know where you're going, you'll know what lies ahead, and you'll have somebody in your corner to turn to when you run into trouble. That's all for today. We'll talk tomorrow. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.